this is not a new conversation for us. As a church, we've been trying to figure out how to speak with biblical conviction and compassion into this very challenging and layered issue. And so we're trying to figure out how to make our way forward to provide some hope, some direction, and a meeting place for people to express their love and unity together.
I saw a headline last week that read, "Are we headed towards a civil war?" So you do believe that churches do have a role to help heal racial tensions, don't you?
I do. In fact, I believe that the church is one of the few places where that actually can happen in a way that then transforms society and culture. I think it actually is part of the church's story, even in its very foundation. Early church, first century, place in Antioch, was a multicultural church, and it was the first place that people were actually called Christians. And so I think gospel unity creates racial harmony, and I would like to see the church lead in a new way in this conversation. Tragically, in American history, the church, at least the white evangelical church, has not been in a leadership role in this conversation, and I hope that changes.
You know, why is racism such a tough topic for people to talk about? Because as you allude to, that equipped with the gospel, the church should be the catalyst for reconciliation, yet it continues to ignore immense pain and division. Why is that?
Well, I think that the nature of our brokenness and our sinfulness gets baked into our own levels of self-interest. And at our core, there's nothing more self-serving or self-interesting, serving your own self-interest, than to believe or subtly or actively that somehow your group of people are either better than others, or you want to cause other people to have difficulties so that you can maintain a position of power or authority. So I think that's just true globally. That's just the human story. And the United States, that's created a white-black divide that is still something that needs to be addressed, worked through. And then it's so complicated because there's so many layers. There's a 400-plus year history of this. There's nuance and words. And so there's just no issue that I'm aware of that shows more clearly how fundamentally broken human beings are than this particular issue of racism, and then even what to do about it.
Is racism within the churches, not looking at College Park Church, but just in churches in general, is there racism, do you think? Once you go inside that church, you know, you go inside the church that morning on a Sunday morning, or whenever you go to churches, everybody that's listening, is it inside those doors?
Sure it is, in some ways, in some forms. You know, I think only the Lord knows how deep, how far, and how wide it actually is. You know, you can have just simple elements of prejudice, or the book of James talks about partiality, where people judge one another based upon, you know, external or even internalized standards. But I think it would be naive for people to think that even within the context of the Christian church, that there aren't people who harbor racist ideas of their own superiority. So I think that's just, whether it's that overt, or it's just a level of prejudice, or as I argue in the book, or it's just a level of just blatant insensitivity of just not really weeping with our black brothers and sisters and hearing about their experience, so that then we can figure out, okay, so what do we do together? But our first step needs to be to weep with those who weep, so that the book of Romans says we can live in harmony with one another.